In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint Venantius, the glorious and brave boy martyr who suffered martyrdom during the Roman Empire and its persecutions. But today we commemorate also another martyr, Saint Erik, King of Sweden, who ruled the country in the 12th century. And it's remarkable that Saint Erik was not born as a king or prince. He came from a noble family and married a princess. And when his father-in-law died, Saint Erik became king. He always ruled with justice, especially to the poor, whose worries he was always ready to listen, and he built churches and made harsh laws against bad lifestyle. And he was finally killed by pagans who came to him while he was hearing Mass the day after the Feast of Ascension, and when news was brought to him that rebels were in arms coming to him, he calmly answered, "Let us at least finish the sacrifice. The remainder of the festival I shall keep elsewhere." And after the Mass, the conspirators rushed upon him, beat him down from his horse, and killed him while mocking his religion. Saint Erik's remarkable rise to the king and as a ruler of Sweden made me think about a story which is called The Little Donkey, and it goes like this. There was once a king and queen who were very rich and had everything they desired except children. The queen lamented day and night because of this, and finally God fulfilled her wishes. But when the baby was born, it didn't look like a human child, but like a young little donkey. And when the mother saw it, she really began to lament and screamed that she would rather have no child at all than to have a child who looked like a donkey. And she ordered the child to be thrown into water. But the king said, "No, since God has given him to us, then he shall be my son and heir. After the death, he shall sit on the royal throne and wear the royal crown." So the child, who looked like a donkey, and was raised in the court, and he had a one specific hobby that he learned to play in his lute very well. And but one day, when the young child came to a spring and looked his little donkey figure reflected in the water, which was clear as a mirror, he became distressed by the sight and decided to go out into the world and take only his lute with him. So the donkey child wandered here and there and finally came to a country which was ruled by an old king who had just one daughter who was exceedingly beautiful. The little donkey said that this is where we shall stay a while, and he and his lute came to the court and played to the king so magnificently that king decided to keep him. At one day, when they were all having dinner together, the king invited the donkey child to sit with him, and he then asked, "Little donkey, how do you like my daughter?" And the little donkey turned his head, looked at her, nodded and said, "Exceptionally well. I've never seen anyone so beautiful as she is." "Well, you shall sit next to her," said the king. "That's fine with me," said the donkey, and sat down next to her, ate and drank, and showed that he could conduct himself in a courteous and proper manner. After this noble donkey had spent quite some time at the court, he thought, "What's the use of all this? I've got to go home." He lowered his head sadly, went before the king, and asked his permission to depart. However, the king had taken a great liking to little donkey and said, My little donkey, what's the matter with you? You look as sour as a jug of vinegar. Stay with me. I'll give you anything you demand. Do you want gold? No, said he, and shook his head. Do you want some fine, valuable things? No. Do you want half my kingdom? Ah, no. If only I knew what would make you happy, said the king. Do you want my beautiful daughter for your wife? Oh, yes, said the donkey. I'd be delighted to have her for my wife. And suddenly he was quite cheerful and in good spirits again, for that was exactly what he had desired. Soon a huge and splendid wedding was held, but the king wanted to know whether the donkey would conduct himself in a nice and polite manner, and he ordered a servant to hide himself in their room. When the two were inside, the bridegroom bolted the door and looked around. Once he was convinced that they were completely alone, he threw off the donkey skin and revealed that he was truly a handsome and young prince. Now you see who I am, he said, and you also see that I am worthy of you. The bride was very happy and loved him with all her heart. But when morning came, little prince jumped to and put his donkey skin again, and nobody would have guessed that he was really a handsome prince. Soon the old king came along and said, goodness, the donkey's already wide awake. Then turning to his daughter, he said, you probably regret that you weren't wed to a real prince, don't you? Oh, no, father, I love him as if he were the handsomest man in the world, and I want to keep him for the rest of my life. The king was puzzled by this, but then the servant, who had concealed himself, came to him and told him everything. I do not believe it, said the king. Well, keep tonight's watch yourself, and then you shall see it with your own eyes. My advice to you, your majesty, is to take the donkey skin away from him and throw it into a fire. Then he'll certainly have to reveal himself in his true form. That's a good advice, said the king, and that night, while they were sleeping, he crept into their room and saw a noble-looking young man resting in the moonlight and his donkey skin lying discarded on the ground. So the king took it away and ordered a tremendous fire to be made outside. Then he threw the skin into the fire and remained there until it was entirely burnt to ashes. Since he wanted to see what the young man would do when he discovered the theft, he stayed awake the whole night and lay in wait. The young man got up with the first rays of the sun and wanted to put on his donkey skin, but he couldn't find it anywhere. So he was horrified and overcome by sadness and dread. Now I must find some way to flee, he said. However, when he left the room, the king was standing there and said, my son, why are you in such a hurry? What do you intend to do? Stay here. You're such a handsome man, and I don't want you to leave. I'll give you half my kingdom now, and after my death, you'll get all of it. Well, said the young man, since I wish everything that began well to end well, I'll stay with you. So the old man gave him half the kingdom, and when he died a year later, the young man had all of it. And after the death of his own father, he received yet another kingdom and lived in happiness and wealth. Dear children, today's saint, Saint Eric, was truly a powerful and mighty king, but that was all his outward glory, like the donkey's king, which only the outside people could see. Saint Eric's, who is the saint and martyr, his greatest glory was that he was baptized member of Christ's flock, the Catholic Church, and he was killed for defending that church. So you also, children, in your life you might get many riches and glorious things which the other world and other people can see, much like a donkey's king which you reveal to everybody. but your true treasure is your soul, which nobody can see, and make sure that you keep it pure in it, in its baptismal whiteness, and that you also may inherit the glorious kingdom which is with your Father in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.